welcome to episode 23 of the CubeCast podcast. My name is Andrew King, and hi. Here with us today we have Tom Barlow. Tom? Tom?
Yeah.
You gotta talk louder, buddy.
What's up?
You gotta talk louder.
I can't. I'm basically showing.
Okay.
Oh, I told you this was a bad idea. I spied hardware online.
Alright, so what you guys gotta do, David and Sally, you gotta talk a little quieter. And we'll see. And with us is David Boner. David, what's up?
Hi.
And Statucoric, his video is frozen already.
What? How is it frozen?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it's frozen.
Alright, let me see.
Hey, what's up?
Alright,
there you go. Alright.
Is it fixed?
Yeah, it's fixed.
We're okay, cool.
Alright, so what's up, Dave? Statue, I mean.
Oh, not much. Eating Oreos. Good stuff.
Alright, so,
trying to flip my webcam.
Before we start off, I want to say, last time, I said, the show is finally back and we're going strong, and that was a month ago, so I guess apologies are in order. I'm a lazy stupid guy, so whatever, deal with me. Hold on 1 second. Alright, so before we get into things, we have a Twitter. The show has a Twitter. Go to CubeCast Podcast. Oh, hey, Waffles in chat, okay. And follow us, and we're also changing a few things around for the show. So right now we have for the past couple episodes, we have the live thing going with 4 or 5 people, and I think that's a success so far, bar the technical difficulties, but we're still going to be doing that, but every few episodes, we're going to bring back the old 1 through 19 episode format with the more interview style, I guess, with Tom and I and one guest, and kind of focusing on the guest. I know a lot of people are missing that one, so we're going to bring that back too, along with this shorter type format with focusing on more current event things.
Yeah, I think the long format's quite good, because get to speak to someone for quite a while, but there aren't that many people we have stuff to discuss with, I guess.
Yeah. But like people like Felix, we'd like to highlight him when he comes back in 2 weeks and wins the world championship, so.
Mm-hmm.
What, you don't think so?
He said he wanted to come on the show today. What? Yeah, of course. I said he wanted to come on the show today.
Whoa, did he really?
Yeah, it's your fault, man.
You don't tell me shit. That's why. You gotta email me. You know my email.
No, I said. Yeah. I said if he was around at this time that he should just pop on. He might even be listening.
You know it's 5 in the morning where he is right now, right?
Yeah, no. He said he might just get up in the middle of the night. He doesn't have any school or anything. Yeah. So we'll.
Yeah, probably not going to happen, but I'll send him a message and probably invite him to the next episode, which is going to be right after Worlds. Yeah, so whatever. Alright, so...
Yeah, we'll have to do it on a weekend, probably, I guess.
Well, it depends on how long his holidays are. They get like 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Is he in summer break or fall break?
It's spring break for him, I guess. I'm not sure exactly what the Australians call it, but...
Yeah, I guess it's spring.
Alright, so American school starts in the fall. What about... When does Australian school start? Fall?
I think the technical...
Spring.
I think January is technically the start of their school year. Because they go year-round, pretty much.
Yeah.
So summer.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Because I know Japanese, I think they start in the spring, too. Anyway, yeah. You guys just want to get into the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Statucoric, in the month Oh, yeah, by the way, you're a special guest. What's up? You doing all right?
Am I? I'm a special guest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very special.
Because
very
you're
special.
One of the... You're the new mod of Speed
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you've been revamping things around, I guess, causing trouble.
Attempting, yeah.
So, how did you become a mod in the first place? Tell us your story.
Basically, I got tired of people, so I made a thread and I yelled at people, and then Patrick made me a mod.
Well, we were already trying to expand the moderation.
Yeah. There were like a bunch of candidates. There's a thread where they were talking about like, hey, who can we hire to like try to keep watch of stuff, and I guess that was one of the suggestions. So.
So
they figured it might as well.
So who's the mod team now? You, David, Patrick, Chris.
Other Patrick.
Dan.
Yeah. Dan, Mike, Shelly, Joey.
Is Tyson one?
What about like Kenneth?
Tyson's
no.
Kenneth, I think he's technically a mod, but he really only moderates the wiki.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually ever.
What about like Watermelon? Oh,
he's not a mod anymore.
We got rid of some of the mods.
Oh, why?
Because they just, like, Watermelon and people like them didn't do anything, so.
It's like people who haven't been on Speed Solving.
Oh, what about Brunson? Like, is Brunson still a mod?
I don't know, I don't think so, just because he's been inactive for the past year. So.
Yeah, you should get rid of him anyway, he was a terrible mod.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
Well, he's already gone, so you shouldn't.
Yeah, I guess.
It's pointless. So with I guess you were just a regular cuber before. I mean, you're still a regular cuber now, but has becoming a mod changed things around for you? Like your view of cubers in general.
At the beginning, it was just kind of like the same as usual, and then slowly I started to care less and less about new people being dumb.
Yeah. you get burned up
because
pretty fast.
When you get like 20 reported posts a day and you're like trying to go through them, you just learn to like, okay, just delete, infract, and you just don't care about each person.
At least we're getting
just kinda,
like
what?
At least we're getting 20 reported posts a day now. It used to be like 20 a month.
Yeah,
it was awful.
Yeah, like, there's been a few years that I've like basically all the reported posts are like 5 people reporting a lot
pretty
of stuff,
much.
Which is really good.
Yeah, we should.
It's really good because like they get rid of the stuff, but it'd be nice if other people attempted it as well.
So whatchamacallit? God, I lost my spot in my brain. I was reading the chat. God
brain
damn.
Fog.
So how often do you ban people on speed solving?
I think I've only banned, like, I've been one person, like, 3 times, just, like, 2-day bans. I've banned another person probably, like, 2 times, then just maybe, like, 2 others. Not too much. I've probably done, like, 50 infractions, though.
I've banned a lot of people. I usually ban instead of giving infractions.
I don't know. It depends what they do.
Problem is, like, a lot of times when you give someone an infraction, my main problem is that you're required to send a PM along with it.
Yeah, it's a pain.
I always get a response back from the person. Like, either whining.
Yeah, those are fun. Those are fun. Like, why did you ban me?
So, they always trying to dispute their ban and stuff?
Not always.
Sometimes they just whine. Sometimes they apologize. Like,
yeah.
For the most part, it's just, like, wasting more of my time because I really don't care. It's like, you broke a rule, I punished you for it. Like...
That's how it is. That's the story ends. You shouldn't continue with it.
Yeah, I've been there, though. I've, like, replied after receiving infractions.
Well,
part of the process.
You're an exception to a lot of things, Tom.
Yeah, you are. Like, in every single mod thread, it's like, should we do this? Okay, what should we do about Tom? It's really bad.
Whatever.
It's like the auto
yeah,
thing.
Help it.
What? You can't help it? I guess that's true.
Yeah, it's just what I did.
All right, so let's move on. So just recently, about a week and a half ago, I think this was your idea, Statue.
It wasn't my idea.
It wasn't your idea?
No, it was Patrick's idea. Big Patrick.
Okay. But you were the original poster, right?
Yeah, I just, brought it to life because no one was really doing anything with it, so I just made two threads quick and hoped it will live.
Okay.
Yeah. It was something we've been discussing for a long time, maybe even 2 years ago. We were talking about actually creating a separate form with a separate URL.
Oh, okay.
That would be invitation only.
Mm-hmm. I think this works really well.
Yeah, this is much better because the problem was that if we made an entirely separate form,
you'd have to sign up for those.
Yeah, and I know
then you'd have to go and check the other thing. It wouldn't be right there.
Yeah, and Mike Huey and Mike Stefan, I think, said that they wouldn't want to do that. They wouldn't want to have something entirely separate and private. But I think this, having the visible private form, where the new people can see what's discussed and they can still be easily involved with the rest of the community,
yeah,
kind of works around that problem nicely.
Oh, I forgot to ask. Can you guys track IP?
Yeah. Okay. Every single post.
Yeah. Post they can.
Yeah. We have the IP for every single post and the registration IPs that everybody used.
So it doesn't freaking matter if they're trying to be smart. You always know who it is.
They can always do something to
proxy.
Yeah, proxy.
Like Syria Troll, we had a huge problem with him for a while.
Yeah, like not USA. Didn't they IP change your IP 20 times or whatever?
Have you IP banned? Do you usually IP ban or just the account?
I haven't.
It's usually account. Yeah, I think only admins can IP ban. I don't know if anyone besides Dan or PJK has done it.
Yeah.
I think it's just those two that can.
Yeah, because that's pretty permanent. And if you get the wrong IP, I guess they're fucked.
No, what's really bad though is if it's an IP to a certain place that more than one person would be at. If you're banning a school, that's bad.
Yeah. Apparently there's a country in the Middle East where the entire country has one IP.
So, we'll have to be sure not to ban them.
Yeah.
Is it Smerbia?
I don't know. Qatar, someone says in chat. Qatar?
Is Qatar?
Qatar, yeah.
Qatar.
My bad.
You were close enough. Closer than usual.
Yeah, thanks. I've been practicing.
That's good.
So, let's see. The purpose of the private forum, I guess that you just explain to those who don't know what it is.
Basically, it's there's a select number of people, it's about 100 right now, who can post stuff. And rather than have all the noise of all the spammers and all the trollers and all of that stuff, you just have slow but constructive conversations. It's very one post leads to the next rather than just regular threads where it's mumble jumble, not getting anything done, thoughts all around the thread, where this is much more concise and much more constructive.
It's not even that slow, really.
It was really active on the first day it was out.
Yeah, it was really active, but the last time someone posted was people post now it's one every hour or something.
I mean, I think a lot of things that
the last post was 18 hours ago.
Well, yeah. I think you just need to give it time to just flesh.
Yeah, to catch on, because people, it's hard to just make up with ideas.
It doesn't even need to be that active.
Yeah.
As long as it has quality information,
too much.
I'd rather it be two posts a day, as long as it's good information. Yeah. Okay.
And I think it's part of the reason it worked so well on the first day was because people weren't overlooking the thread just because they knew. Because usually when I'm browsing, I'm this thread's probably going to be stupid. And if I'm going through it and I see a bunch of garbage, I'm going to stop reading it. So I think that the fact that they're good threads gives people more incentive to read it and want to post in them. Because it's a lot easier to
It gives people more incentive to post more constructively as well.
Yeah.
I noticed people outside of the forum tend to post better even because they just want to, the people who are trying to apply to be in the forum in the first place to post constructively outside of it as well.
Yeah, that's the other purpose is, I don't know if you want to say it's to shame people into behaving better, but maybe incentivize, I don't know. But hopefully there'll be an improvement reflected on the rest of the forum as well. Just to serve as an example of what good posts are, I guess.
Yeah, it was funny, like, right as it came out, I was like, oh, there are going to be a lot of people QQing. And it was like, hey, what about me? I did that one post with the cool YouTube video. Why aren't I in there? Like, come on.
You get, like, Womack asses.
Pretty much, yeah.
We have, like, what, 10,000 members, yeah. And only 100 are in there, so...
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I think that's a good number, like 1%.
Yeah. I think 100 is about where it should be.
Yeah, but even in those 100, there's still some people I wouldn't include, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
You should talk about yourself like that, Tom.
Yeah, the list will be refined, like, as time goes on.
What do you think is the ideal number? Like, 1% is pretty...
I mean, there's not really an ideal number. It's more just coming up with a clear outline of what we want from the members of the private forum. And then just as many people that actually meet those qualifications.
Awesome.
We still don't really have, like, a set way of determining who should and shouldn't be in it. It's just sort of playing it by ear. But it'd be better if we could come up with, like, a more objective application for it.
So, how's it doing right now? How has it affected speed solving in general? And is the goal of the forum being met?
I think it's working out pretty well, apart from, like, everyone complaining about it, which was pointless. Everyone was asserting that, you know, people would only pay attention to that section, or it's limiting conversation to other people, like, aren't allowed in the elite club. But on the first note, it's obviously, you know, people aren't just paying attention to that if we haven't had a post on that in 18 hours. And on the second point, sure, you have some kind of, like, you know, VIP club, but it's just a matter of, are you actually constructive? Like, if that's some kind of basis for, if we have to have some kind of basis for having a VIP club, that should be it. It should be a basis of if they're actually helping the community. So, yeah.
And one of the biggest complaints people seem to have is that, they say that people who are going to post in the private forum aren't going to post anywhere else.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
They're from the forum, just still posting in it, in the rest of it.
So, because there's so much...
That guy is obviously insane.
There's so much that goes on that's not constructive, but that's not necessarily bad.
Like, puzzle theory, like, that doesn't have to be in the constructive or anything, but it can still get a lot of work done in its section.
And even just the simple things, like the video gallery and, like, the competitions for it, and stuff like that. Like, that's all part of the experience of the forum, and that's not in any way related to the private forum.
Yeah, the private forum should just be for stuff that, like, if we're trying to change the society or we're trying to push a certain idea forward, it's not a matter of, like, oh, hey, there's a cubing topic, but I don't want these people knowing about it. That's not the purpose at all.
Yeah. By the way, both of your cameras are frozen.
Yeah,
really?
Just do it.
Alright. Is this better?
Yay, problems.
So, has the post quality gone up in the past week?
I don't know if it's, like, been enough time for it to actually be noticeable.
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't...
Posts in a private forum are pretty...
Yeah, for the most part, those threads are very good. But I tend to, like, steer clear of the worst parts anyways. Like, I don't go anywhere near the beginner section, so I'm sure that's just as awful as always. But...
So are admins, are they assigned to any specific areas, or is it just the general? So
no, it's just general,
like,
total moderation.
Yeah, like, moderators, like, they go around and view posts, and they have to see, if they happen to see something bad, then delete it, and if someone reports a post, then deal with that.
What happens, like, so, like, a lot of the mods are saying, you know, I don't look at the crappy threads, what if no one goes around reporting stuff, and it just kind of sits there?
Then it just sits there.
The people that care should report it.
That's why we emphasize reporting so much, because people complain about, like, oh, all this flaming happens. It's like, where? I don't have time to read the entire forum. You need to report it, because I do read the reported posts.
So, can you get in trouble for just reporting everything?
Well, like, what do you mean by everything?
Let's say someone just has fun and just reports every little thing.
Like, then we ban them.
Alright. Oh, by the way, your camera's back, David.
Okay, cool. Yours is frozen for me, but...
No one cares about like... that. Because I'm looking...
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Alright, so... I guess we should talk about one of the threads, I guess, in the future of Simpson.
Yes.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Alright,
I
so...
mean, probably be the cubing terms one would be the best one to discuss.
Huh?
Are you talking about, like, one of the threads in private form?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably be the one for changing the cubing terms. It's like, that's one where the most constructive stuff came from.
Yeah,
I
should really change all the things on the wiki of some of the things we've decided on. But then again, one's really decided on stuff for certain. I mean, like, the whole CFOP thing, we've not really decided on a specific thing for it yet.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever will. I was hoping that, you know, we'd get something constructive done, but I pretty much knew that there would always be the debate.
What, CFOP?
Which is really...
What about
CFOP versus Friedrich?
No, like, people, like, call it CFOP and call it Friedrich, which is fine to call it both names. I'm just tired of people having, like, 20 posts in every thread bickering about it.
Oh, yeah. People care about
so
that?
If we, no, I just care about the fact that it's eating up the threads. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the internet, Andrew. People like to complain about everything.
Well, I know that, goddammit. But that's so... stupid?
Yeah,
it is.
mean,
you're exactly
no
right.
Way.
It's very stupid.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think some of the things in the thread are really, like, are actually going to be changed. Like, you know, ZBLS. I'm sure that will catch on.
Like, yeah, it already has caught on since I made the other thread, thankfully.
Yeah, exactly. So, some other things like that should do. I mean... And if we change the wiki as well, it should help them to catch on even more. I mean, we don't even need everyone to use them. As long as, like, some people are using them, it'll be a valid term for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, how many in the original post that you... Is that updated, or for everything that people have been posting, or...?
I didn't... Wait, what? Is what updated? The first post?
Yeah, the first post with the things.
No, I didn't update it at all. That's just the first thing.
Okay, so we gotta read everything.
Yep.
God damn it. Reading?
Oh, no.
It's a good thread, though.
In a thread? God damn it.
It's like one of the highest quality threads on the forum.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, for sure. I'll give it a look. Like, talk to... What are the big ones that have been changed? Like, you talked about ZBLS. And,
like, ZBF2L. Like, what does that mean? Like, it means using ZBO and all the F2L if you're trying to do, like, a, like, verbatim definition. But ZBOS, it makes sense because you're only really using it on the last slot. So I'm thinking that all things like that, like ELS, CLS, they should all be blank, 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 LS. So if you have that, you know, that basic name you can build off of, you don't have all that BS of blah, 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 F2L that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because it only includes a quarter of... I guess.
Yeah, only cords one slot.
Okay.
Yeah, also stuff like EJF2L,
EJF2L doesn't exist. It's the dumbest
yes, it
idea.
Does. It
well,
does
it exists, but it's like...
It's just people didn't pay any attention to the explanation of it. People are misusing the term.
The args are I/IM, but the method is more than that. But
yeah,
to be honest,
the method is to, like, set it up to do that, but... People use it to just mean those two things. People don't use it in the way it's supposed to be used, so it's... I don't know. I just don't like it.
Well, I think it should be, like, instead of saying that's not JF2L, like go about correcting people in a different manner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a dumb idea anyway, to be honest. Like... It's one of those things where you learn args for a subset of things that come up rarely, and, you know, could work.
I don't really think it even needs a name because Eric Johnson is the only person who uses it.
Yeah.
So he could just say, like, it's my Petrus variation, and, like, that would be fine, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know if it necessarily needs its own name.
It's like, well, lazy it's Petrus CLS.
It's because everyone wants their own technique, you know? Like,
yeah,
with their name on it. Like, VH stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like naming your own cubes and stuff, like the Chinese do.
Kind of, but it's more of like a...
The new cube coming out, the Ting Ching Chang 2, you know, Junior.
That's so racist.
It is. It's just so bad.
Whatever, dude.
What did you say?
If the Chinese wanna fight me, then go ahead. They don't even listen to this goddamn show.
You're so bad.
All right. So, what is this 2-gen without giving context? So, is it like 2-gen?
Yeah, when people just say like, oh, I'm going to solve this case 2-gen, you don't know, without what? Giving context, people just assume it's RU,
yeah,
but then other
okay.
people are saying like it's RUR and D are like the two generators, because there's different definitions of 2-gen and that are being used, not that are technically
yeah, which
correct,
causes some arguments.
But, yeah, it'd be nice to just have, like, one definition, so that means 2-gen, meaning, you know, RU, and then one definition for other stuff.
Yeah.
Or we could stop using the term altogether and just say RU.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would work pretty well.
Which
because,
I would
like
a lot more.
The definition people are using includes, like, all comms, which is kind of makes it the term useless.
Yeah.
Someone write that in the thread right now, goddammit.
Tom, do you remember when people used to say, 2-gen edge pairing to mean like two at a time edge pairing on big
cubes?
People used to say like I think it was just from some Thross video from so many years ago. People would say like 2-gen edge pairing, which just meant two at a time, and like 6-gen, which meant
who started doing that? That all that came from?
I'm pretty sure it was one of Thross videos.
One of who?
Thross.
So someone from YouTube, which is understandable.
Yeah.
YouTube, the origin of all cubing misnomers.
Oh, and what about
misnomers?
Number 8, notation for grips. What's that about?
Unnecessary.
Yeah, it's not really necessary. I was just throwing it out there, seeing if people wanted it.
Yeah. It's a silly idea. There's so many different grips as well, and it's so hard to describe things properly.
I didn't mean for grips. I just meant like something to throw into regular notation to mean regrip, like a slash to mean like this is where I would regrip.
So
but you do that with like brackets.
Yeah, that works. If you have like parentheses.
So
or
are
brackets.
You saying like we would do Y and then regrip or something? But isn't Y already?
It would be like in the middle of. T-perm.
Yeah, like in the T-perm, if you do that little regrip there.
You
just like throw a slash in.
This may be a bad example, but let's say like R-perm or something. Like any aug with a regrip in the middle, just like indicate where you...
Okay.
Yeah.
So after the R-prime U2 and then regrip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. But it's unnecessary.
Another interesting thing is like the whole lucky thing.
Yeah, lucky versus non-lucky.
I'm sure I've spoken about this on the show before. Like, we should just get rid of it altogether. Like, you have lucky solves that are more mused than non-lucky solves.
It's just silly.
Yeah, I had a 595 full step the other day, and it was just like so lucky.
Non-lucky.
But yeah, I'd be like, oh, non-lucky. No, it was full step, so it was just really easy.
Yeah.
Well,
just
you got a 595?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Why do you always seem amazed when I'm fast, dude?
Bullshit. I don't know. How fast are you now, man? Average.
I'm like around 10 globally, pretty much. I actually practice cubing, unlike you.
Oh, fuck you. We're about the same then. I need to practice. Oh, this is embarrassing. I'm low 10 right now. I'm low 10 and you're the same as me. Oh, man.
Yeah, Tom's going to pass you pretty soon.
No, hell no. He's been at 13 forever.
Like, no, he's like
11
now.
11 on Rue?
Oh, I'm like low 11. I'm starting to get like 10s every day. It's awesome.
Oh, okay. I'll just keep 20 minutes a day. I'll be faster than you. It's okay.
You already are still. It's really annoying. You gain like growing to help force me to get better.
What? Yeah. Is it annoying because I don't cube at all and I'm still faster than you?
Not really, because you're not improving at all, and I am.
Oh, okay. Guess I have to start practicing. I won't, but...
You're going to Worlds, man.
Me?
Yeah,
let's talk about the Worlds. Any of you guys going? I'm not going.
No.
I can't afford it.
No one's going here?
Yeah, I don't have
no way. Anymore.
I can't take that much time off.
Yeah, alright, screw this.
Like saving for, like, well, not.
Alright. We'll freaking talk about it after it's over, goddammit.
Yeah. Feel much better to talk about that.
We can do predictions.
Predictions? Okay.
Faz.
Yeah.
You, David?
Who? Like, people. Yeah, people keep on getting pissed off because you say, like, oh, Faz is going to win stuff. No doubt he's going to win stuff. Just because you don't like Faz doesn't mean you can't predict that he's going to win stuff.
I think Dan will probably win some big cube stuff.
Yeah, he's been doing really well.
He's been doing okay?
Yeah, he got 4x4 world record average, right?
He's still undefeated in 5x5 rounds, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's still never lost a round of 5x5 with the exception of, like, US Nats 2007 or something.
Sure.
I don't know, but Faz is still fast, so...
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But if you look at his...
Even in up to 5x5 is ridiculous, right?
Well, if you look at his results from Asian Championships, which was the first time that he actually had... was, like, competing against high-level competition, and also his first competition outside of Australia, or outside of Oceania, I guess, his results were kind of all over the place.
Oh, really?
Like, even though he got 2x2 world record average, like, in the first round, I think he had, like, a 3.96 average, which isn't that good. And then his average in the finals was maybe like it was over 9. It was like a low 9 average, which can be beaten.
So that was so his, like, that was his first competition where it actually meant something. In terms of competition and cubers involved.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, still there wasn't, like, Asia wasn't out in full force. Like, there wasn't really a lot of Asia's top competitors.
Well, if Petey was there, I think that's a good indicator of.
I know. So it was Petey and Yumu. But, like, no one from China was there, and no one from China is going to be there at Worlds, I guess.
Oh, why? But, oh, because of Thai, okay.
Yeah, because of the visas.
Yeah.
But his results were kind of over the place. Like, he did really, really well in some events, and he got a number of world records at Asian Championships. But he also was just kind of okay in some other things. So I feel like with the level of competition that's going to be at Worlds this year, that he probably will not sweep everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's still the favorite.
Not everything. But probably, yeah. Like,
yeah, he's for sure the absolute favorite for 3x3. But...
Yeah, there are people that could, like, you know, take the last round.
Yeah, Giovanni is really fast. Konaty is really fast. Mikhail Kleskovich, I'm pretty sure he's going. He's really fast. So there are a lot of people that would be waiting for him to kind of mess up in the finals.
Yeah, you know what he needs to do? He needs to think about how he wants to interact with people, because obviously, going into the tournament, he is the superstar. Everyone's going to want to talk to him. Everyone's going to want to cube with him. Everyone's going to maybe get an autograph, a picture. So he's going to be busy. There's going to be hundreds of people there. So I think if he, like, I guess, rests well...
I think it would kind of be like... like Nakajima at Nationals, for one, there's a language barrier. You have the majority of the competitors
don't speak English.
He could just pretend like he speaks some foreign Australian language.
I mean, all the Europeans speak English pretty much, but if you look at the registration list, there's a lot of Thai competitors, and I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's not a very dominant language, but English is a very dominant language in Thailand.
Well, it's
they can still awkwardly take pictures.
Yeah, they can still... You know, a gesture with camera or picture, paper and pen, you know, it's not very hard to get your message across.
But I feel like it'd be pretty much the similar atmosphere as Asian Championships, and I'm sure that, like, he gets swarmed with people at every Australian competition. I feel like he's probably used to it by now to some degree, and that will really be an issue for him.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, I think he just needs to, like, go into the competition with a frame of mind of, like... I shouldn't talk to everyone that comes up to me because it's going to be tiring after doing that for 3 days straight, and especially when the finals are the last event, that's when you're going to be most tired.
Well, yeah, but there's also a basic courtesy thing that goes along with if he's, like, sitting in smog or talking to his friends, it's obviously bad manners to approach him and interrupt him.
Yeah. I guess you get, like, three guys to always, like, huddle around him, like, pretending to interact with him, so it's kind of awkward to approach.
Yeah, I'm sure he could get some noobs to act as bodyguards for him. He have his bouncers, so like, you need an appointment to speak with Mr. Tim Dix.
Yeah, just get Tim Major right behind his, just like, beating up guys as they come up.
What?
I don't think Tim Major's
make them wear, like, tight black t-shirts and, like, an earring on the right side or something. And white marker bodyguard.
I'm sure his battle probably
you get, like, the earpiece? Well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the earpiece, and, like, whenever someone looks that fast and approaches him, he goes, does that thing with the hand over the ear. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, Tom. Like, his dad could probably do that.
Yeah. I think his dad cares enough.
He'll probably take care.
Yeah, his dad probably cares a lot about his cubing and success. He's always posting on forums, right? Protecting Faz, right?
Not so like, protecting.
Yeah, Mortar's protection actions seem to be for the rights to the videos of Faz's video.
Well, that just shows he cares that much, you know.
Yeah, but that's probably because he's being greedy.
How much does he get?
Paying money for the views.
How much money does he get?
Enough to make it worth his time, I guess.
Yeah.
It's gotta be pocket change.
Billions and billions. Oh.
a bit more than pocket change, I think.
Alright,
so obviously Faz is the favorite for most of the events he's competing, but let's say if you can't pick Faz, who would you pick to win each of the events?
Alright, I'll go with 5x5 Dan, 4x4, I don't know.
It's going to be, Giovanni or Dan.
Yeah. PDA for 2x3, I think he's going to be good.
Pity's really good. I think Pity, Conaty will most definitely be in the top five, I think.
Like, Pity, even Brandon has a chance this year still.
Yeah, Brandon's just like a monster in finals. He competes so well under pressure.
One-handed, I would say Pity too.
I'd say McCall.
One hand?
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
He's good.
Oh,
like, him and Pity are both... He almost has world record average. He has, like, 14-18.
Oh, okay.
And world record's 14-10.
That's so close.
Damn.
Yeah. And McCall knows a lot of... He knows full 2GLL, and he's really good at it, and he knows a lot of ZB.
Yep.
So...
Oh, nice.
Okay.
McCall. Peskovich. And his turning is just ridiculous. His style is so, so good.
Yeah.
A 7x7. Nice. McCall, right?
I don't think McCall Hauschuk is going.
Oh, he's not? Damn.
But Bense is.
Oh.
Oh, Bense.
Okay.
So it's probably going to be Bense. Yeah. Oh, maybe Kevin Hayes, though.
Oh, what's... isn't Yuma the one that's good at one hand?
Yuma's...
Is he going?
Not so much anymore. I don't know if he's practicing as much as he used to.
Because I remember a few months ago, he had a kick-ass average.
Yeah, he's still really good, and he could definitely be a contender for both the 3x3 events.
And he's been
in 4x4 even.
He's been at both world championships, so
yeah.
the two previous, so I think he's got enough experience to not let his nerves get to him as much as the other.
I think Hayes will probably win 6x6. Just because I'm sure he's only practicing 6x6 because he cares about it so much.
I don't know, I think that's bad.
Why?
I think if you practice an event so much and just focus on that, I think I do anyway. I just overpressure myself.
I mean, he got the world records in nationals when he did that, so I don't think it's so much of an issue for him.
Okay. Alright.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but I think in his case, it's not as much of an issue.
Okay. Alright, so we'll see. If there's going to be any big upsets, it's going to be
one in
2 weeks.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be in 2 weeks. Let's move on to future of competitive speed solving. You want to do that?
Sure. All
right. Yeah. So, what's this thread about?
It's about the future of speed cubing. Now it's basically like, I don't know, like some people are saying because of the incident that happened with the clock and stuff like that, that maybe it's better to have more of a systematic way to make sure that delegates and organizers can't cheat. Some proposed ways of doing this are to have two delegates that kind of, you know, work with each other and also against each other, having kind of like sub delegates, and I don't know what the other suggestions were.
I mean, I think really the way, because what you need to do for this is take it out of the hands of people and try to make it as automated as possible.
Yeah.
Because if you're relying on people, the more you rely on people, the more room there is for cheating to occur.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, my favorite one was there's an online database of scrambles generated specifically for each competition, and there's a passcode, and you can only use the passcode on the day the competition accesses the scrambles. It's like you can't actually access and print off the scrambles until the day of the competition. So they're automatically generated, but no one actually gets to see them until the day of the competition. And I think that's probably the safest way to do it. Obviously, like, there would have to be other things along with it, but...
I don't know. I just don't really like this idea, because if they go with the absolute worst way, which is to make a delegate, whatchamacallit, not compete at all.
Yeah.
That would suck. For me especially.
We wouldn't have delegates anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because...
they just wouldn't bother to. Except for like people like Bob, who just don't... you know, I don't think he would care about competing at this point.
I don't know, because Brian Logan, who always seems to at least be servant as an organizer for all the commissions he delegates. He always seems to sort of put his competing aside. I don't remember which competition, but I think maybe in Nats 09, where he didn't compete at all, even though he was registered for stuff, because he was still busy helping. Even he seems like the kind of person who puts aside his personal competition for the sake of running competition, but he said that like he wouldn't do it if he couldn't compete.
Because right now, where speed solving's at, everything, especially with the organizers and stuff and delegates, it's a labor of love.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you kind of take away half of the love, because, we like organizing and giving competitions to people and, you know, giving people a place to hang out, because obviously cubing is largely online. And if you take away our ability to compete, it's just, we're just working hard for nothing.
Pretty much.
It sucks. So, unless cubing got so big that we can pay delegates.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
But you'd have to up the cost a lot.
What?
Yeah.
And we can't really
I don't
have...
I think that's a long ways off.
And we can't really have, whatchamacallit, like 10 pro paid delegates or something like that? Like a number of 10 or 15 full-time paid delegates, you know what I mean? Just flying around everywhere?
Andrew.
What?
Andrew, you sound like a crazy robot to me.
Oh, really? God damn it!
That was terrible. It was like 10 seconds of, like, Mr. Roboto.
Hold on. Is it good now?
No, it's still like...
okay, hold
it's
on.
It's really breaky.
Alright, I'm gonna restart. Alright. Goodness gracious. Alright.
Yeah.
What are you doing, David? What are you doing, dude?
The Powerball.
We can't hear you. We can't see you. Alright, so...
am I frozen?
Can you stop?
Feedback?
It sounds loud as crap. What is that?
It's a power ball. It's for getting strong.
Can you stop?
Yeah, I guess I can stop.
Alright. I think we're back.
Hello.
Alright, so what was the problem?
You tell us.
I don't know. So, David, you need to turn on your video, but let's keep going.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So let's talk about the double delegate system.
Really? Again? More? So.
Yeah, dude, we already talked about it.
Yeah, it just seems kind of impractical, and it's something that's...
Yeah. I mean, you should talk about it once, you know, they actually have a plan.
You know, none of this really matters at this point, because cubing isn't that big yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's good to, like, bring up ideas, but...
Yeah, but it all means nothing at this point. Like, you know, I mean, let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
All right. God damn it. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
I'm not saying we should move on. I'm just saying, you know, it's a non-issue.
I think we should move on.
I'm saying we should move on.
All right. So about this dual delegate idea, what do you guys think?
What?
Like, what?
God damn it, Andrew.
All right. All right. So the stats we're about to talk about, is it published yet on SpeedSolving?
No, that was in some admin thread, but I asked PJK if it was cool to post, and he said yeah.
So this is exclusive information?
Sure, if you want to feel special.
Alright, exclusive. Alright, so, basically what this is, what we're going to talk about, some speedsolving.com stats, that PJK, I guess, gave the admins, and I guess we're going to share with you, so, here we go. Oh, there's David. So, as of now, or as of recently, 3 weeks ago, I think this was, there are roughly 6,000 visits per day, and 3,200 unique visitors per day. That's pretty cool. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
I guess, I mean...
There's not really too much to say about it, it's just a few stats.
Yeah.
Let's discuss it!
Yo, I'm not done reading it yet.
Continue.
It's like when you say, like, the Master Magic World record was this and this, and we're like, oh, yeah, let's talk about that for a
number
moment.
Number is cool. Yeah. Five of them.
Yeah, don't be smaller than other numbers.
The middle three, okay. I get you. Okay. So, comparing January 1st of 2010 and, what?
Of 2011.
To January 1st, 2011, I guess. To September 4th. What the hell does that mean?
Okay, Andrew, stop talking out here.
Yeah, you go.
From the period of January 1st, 2010 to September 4th, 2010, compared to January 1st, 2011 to September 4th, 2011, the number of unique visitors is up 40%.
So four.
Exciting.
40% overall growth in the past year. So that's pretty much what it means, of unique visitors?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up! What are you doing? Alright, so, you know what? So you guys say it's a boring stat, but I think it's really cool to see, like, you know, it's 40%, but, you know, what, 3,200 is not a lot, but I think, if we want to track the growth, I guess... We gotta look at numbers like these. I mean, they're not obviously conclusive to everything, but...
I feel like numbers like these are good support for the private forum. For the existence of the private forum.
What do you mean?
Because, I mean, you see a 40% increase in the number of unique visitors, but I see, like, a 40%...
I feel like there's been, like, a 20% decrease in productivity.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, like, a 40% increase in the number of crap that I have to sort through.
Yeah.
So just, like...
Well, you mods are depressing people, man.
Yeah. We're broken. We're jaded. We're jaded human beings. We're bitter old men.
Yeah. It's exactly
Except
how
Shelley.
I feel about you guys right now.
Yeah.
Alright, so... I think it's a cool little stat. And, I guess the top 10 visiting countries is kind of cool, too, because not a lot of Asian countries are in there.
I mean, it's kind of what you would expect it to be. Like, it goes in order of...
Yeah.
Like, percentage of English-speaking population. Like, obviously, the U.S. is going to be number one because we have the largest English-speaking population.
They all have their own forums.
Yeah.
That, too. Yeah.
It just makes me wonder where Korea, Japan, and China are in terms of their, I guess, where they post.
China has a huge forum.
Yeah,
they have their own forums. They're, like, just the biggest. So does Poland.
I mean, China is 10 times larger than us, their forum. Like, last I heard, it had over 100,000 members.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's the epitome of just, like, awful spam trash everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Goddamn. I feel bad for them. Holy crap. 100,000 members. It kind of sucks because we don't get to interact at all because China's so closed off. I wish we would, you know, we can... If China was able to, you know, kind of go more international instead of staying within their borders, because, I mean, they have 1 billion people. Why? What reason do they have to kind of spread out to us? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's quite cool, though. I went on the Chinese forum a while ago. Like, whoa,
goddamn, statues. Can you stop teasing and touching your mic? Oh, God!
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, anyway, I went on the forum a while ago, and, like, I searched for stuff about myself and was, like, translating it from Chinese to English. It was quite
interesting. Yeah, I do that, too.
Yeah, really? It was, like, they call Rue Bridge and stuff.
Yeah, all of the good YouTube videos, like all the stuff that gets a lot of views, like on speed solving, all of that has been downloaded and uploaded on like Youku or something, like one of the Chinese video viewers.
Yeah.
So the Chinese viewers see everything, like they see all the good videos that we see, and like they see the good solvers, and they have their own threads about it. It's just it exists entirely separately from like the Western world, I guess.
Can you post that link in the show notes? That'd be cool.
I mean, there's a lot of them. Like, if you just...
I like that 100,000 one you were talking about.
Oh, I don't know. I just heard that from talking to Tim Sun one day. I don't remember it exactly, but...
Oh, damn.
NFA.com.cn.
Yeah.
NFA.com?
That's the
NFA.com.cn.
Yeah. Alright. Oh, cool. This is the... Wait. What kind of website is this?
What?
NFA.com.cn. That doesn't... Anyway. Alright, so...
M. Like M for mother, not N.
Oh. Alright, so this is great podcasting, goddammit.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Alright, so I guess just go...
Listener questions.
Yeah, and hold on. The top 10 visiting countries last month in order are... USA, Canada, the UK, Germany, Australia, Sweden, France, India, Poland, and Indonesia. So, Indonesia.
That's the one. Indonesia.
Indonesia. All right, so...
Indonesia.
That's cool. So, let's go on to listener questions. If you have some cool questions, post it in the chat. And I have one ready to go right here. Okay, so, Margarita... Marinole, okay. Marino ask him to give you dating advice using Cubium terms. So,
what?
So what's this about?
Wait, who did what?
Give me dating advice using Cubium terms. That's what the question is.
I'm pretty sure I already answered this like last time I was this. I said go slow and look ahead.
What?
I'm pretty go sure you asked me this last time I was doing it, and I said, go slow and look ahead.
I think he still doesn't get it. Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I got it. It's not funny, but...
You don't remember?
I don't remember, dude. Dude,
are you really surprised?
The past 23 episodes, they've... It's like a blur, man.
Yeah, he didn't even know what episode we were on today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just goes,
it's okay, Andrew.
It's like, you know, each episode is like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it just goes by, you know, over my head real fast. Because, it's not my job to remember, it's my job to ask you guys questions.
Yeah, wasn't this episode supposed to be like an hour?
Yeah, it's we're approaching an hour now, so we're going to have to finish up.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just one question from the chat, Maelstrom. Favorite non-cubic puzzles?
Square one. Well, I don't know. Square one or 3x3x4?
Okay.
No idea. 7x7.
Wait, non-cubic? Wait, what is the...
Non-cubic? Yeah.
Yeah, 7x7 is like a ball.
It's a pillowed cube. Shut up.
Yeah, it's a pillow.
Shut up!
Minesweepers, I guess. Like, it's basically a puzzle.
What?
Minesweeper's basically a puzzle.
Minesweeper?
It's basically a puzzle.
Ah, sure. I guess. Yeah. It does have screens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for me, I'll just do magic, whatever.
That's a lie.
Do I own any... Oh, Mega Minx, but I don't know how to get to the last learn that I never learned, so...
What? You don't know how to even get to the last layer.
No, I know up to last layer. I just need to learn the last perms.
Just bust out some comms, man.
Yes, you're asking too much of me.
You can solve the last layer like entirely with F6, F prime, soon, and T prime.
Yeah.
So just you should just use heist. Do that eventually.
Easy with no algs.
Yeah, I'm sure Andrew knows how to do heist.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You guys are killing me.
So wait, who said that said the other day that they were doing a Megaminx with Dice?
Oh, it was Five Blind.
Yeah.
And he said he was just solving edges and then solving corners.
Because that's Dice.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
New question.
I think that's it. Let's just move on to Skype Team Blind. David wanted to call this time?
Yeah, I wanted to call it every single time since he started doing it.
Oh, okay.
Clearly.
I posted the scramble in the chat.
Hold up.
Let me read out the scramble to the people listening to the podcast.
Problem, friend.
Alright, so it's going to be... I'm going to do Bob for B prime, for back, and then Dan for down or D. Okay, so Bob prime, Dan, L, Bob 2, U, Bob prime, L, Bob, U prime, D, L 2, U 2, R 2, U, R prime, Bob prime, F 2, L, R, F, R prime, F prime, U prime, Dan prime R2. Okay, that's the scramble. Did I say B? One of them? Whatever, I don't give a crap. So, David, you want to call?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alright, I'm ready whenever you are.
Alright. F prime, D2, U. B. D prime, L, D. R. U2. R prime U, R 2, U prime R prime.
Wait.
R prime U, R, U. R prime U prime R, U. R prime U 2, R. U, R 2, U 2. U 2, R 2. L 2. L prime U, L, U prime. L prime U prime L. U prime, L U prime, L prime, U, L, U, L prime, U2 soon, U2 T perm, U prime.
Got it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. What? Your first pair after cross, what the hell was that?
I didn't do a cross. I did ZZ.
Oh, whatever. You're right after something, like your first couple notations, you went...
Oh, you did ZZ?
Yeah.
Damn it. Because I, like, halfway through, I was like, oh, I'm sure I've got lost. And I was like, oh, the cross isn't even done. I'm going to DNF.
Surprise.
Yeah, that was way too fast.
I think I messed up anyway, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hear any rotations. I mean, I literally did RUNL.
I don't rotate ever during ZZ.
Oh, you were doing ZZ?
Yeah. I saw ZZ white top green front always, every single time.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that was tough. You call too fast. That, like, you...
Yeah, it's like you, too. Prime, you
but I was calling slow.
What?
Like, I was slowing down from what I would usually call.
Oh. Yeah, but you're calling to a bunch of retards here, so, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I guess that's rule number one of public speaking is know your audience. And...
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Well, you know I'll reconstruct it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You haven't reconstructed the past couple. You're lazy, man. You got lazy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess that's it for the show. We're gonna try to bring Felix on for the next episode for like an old style, the interview style, the style that we started with the show, episode 1 through 19. So, send questions! And I'll also open up quickfire questions too. So send quickfire questions for Felix, Tom, me. Send questions, and it's probably gonna be after Worlds. So yeah, look forward to that. And let me close out the show. Our website is at cubecastpodcast.com. Go there for everything Cubecast related. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubecastpodcast. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and Zoom. Leave reviews there. Facebook group. Search QCast Podcast on Facebook and join our group. I set up all the recording events, live events through that Facebook group. Send your questions, obviously, to QCast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to send Tom and I quickfire questions for each other, go to the website and you'll find a link there. And donations are appreciated if you think the show's worth donating to. And the next what? Shut up.
Andrew.
What?
No. It's important.
Go.
It's important.
What?
There's a guy who donated to the show.
Yeah.
At least I think he donated. Did you get the donation from him?
You know what? I think I did.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find out his name.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's called Adam.
Hold on.
He is called Adam.
Yeah, Adam Greenwood from the UK.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah. Thanks so much for donating. He donated a good amount. Wow. Thanks for that, man. Adam Greenwood. That's probably going to go for the next month of hosting the website and stuff. That's awesome.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, man. And, those are always appreciated. And whenever we get some, I always try to remember and mention those guys, so...
Get some.
Next episode in about 3 weeks with Felix, and look forward to that. And see you guys then. See you. Thanks for tuning in. Bye. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Bye.